Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, July 31st, 2013. Today we revisit the case of Bradley Manning on trial for aiding the enemy in several espionage acts for downloading classified material and giving it to WikiLeaks. Judge Denise Lynn yesterday, Tuesday, found Private Manning not guilty of aiding the enemy. Let's talk about that for a minute. It's aiding the enemy. What does that mean? Well, it had to be proven to be an intentional act. To be convicted of aiding the enemy, you had to intentionally mean to aid the enemy. The Army was apparently not able to do that. It also carries a death penalty, but the Army said they would not seek the death penalty in this case. So aiding the enemy, who is the enemy? That is a question, isn't it? Who is the enemy? He was charged with helping Al-Qaeda, with intentionally helping Al-Qaeda. So from that, I assume we could make the assumption that Al-Qaeda is the enemy. If Al-Qaeda was responsible for the 9/11 attacks, that is the reason often offered for why we fight them. But in Afghanistan, we're fighting a group known as the Taliban, and in Syria, we actually supply weapons to Al-Qaeda and help train their fighters. So go figure who the real enemy is. When questioned about who the real enemy is, who is the enemy in this aiding the enemy act, the politicians and military people usually answer, well, it's Al-Qaeda and its related groups. Well, who are the related groups? Because we know about Al-Qaeda. Some say it's here, some say it's there, some say it doesn't even exist. But who are the related groups? Well, that's classified, they say. That is classified. Yes, I'm not kidding, folks. That's what they say. It's classified. Can you imagine trying to muster the home forces to work and the troops to fill the ranks in war? And when asked, well, why? Who are we fighting? Well, that's classified, they say. That answer must be difficult to sell for morale purposes, but still, there it is. Manning was convicted of several other espionage-related charges, which carry a total penalty of over 100 years if he received the maximum on each one. His conviction on espionage charges and the fact that he was even charged with aiding the enemy will serve as a chilling effect on those who might think about blowing the whistle in the future. It is a whistle-silencing type of charge. Let's look for a moment at what Bradley Manning actually revealed, what information he actually gave to WikiLeaks. First, the collateral murder video, what has become known as the collateral murder video, which was shot from the gun sight cameras of an Apache helicopter, which shows a U.S. helicopter crew and their intel support team shooting a group of civilians on the ground, along with a Reuters photographer who was obviously a news person carrying a large camera, and then a van which came as a rescue vehicle. This helicopter opened fire on the van, killing and wounding its occupants, some of which happened to be children. One soldier was heard to remark how stupid it was to bring children into a battle zone. But these people did not know it was a battle zone. Well, Mr. Manning downloaded gun camera videos, battle logs, and tens of thousands of State Department cables onto flash drives and sent them to WikiLeaks. He will be in prison, most likely for decades. But the people who revealed in these videos and cables as having committed war crimes will get nothing. They are quite free today. He leaked gun sight videos and war logs, as I said, which betrayed other war crimes and the mistakes of our involvement in Iraq, Afghanistan, and other nations. Hundreds of thousands of diplomatic cables that reveal violations of international law and using our embassies, our ambassadors, and other diplomats as spies. This was under the Hillary Clinton term as Secretary of State. She, according to these cables, obviously used her ambassadors, her diplomats as spies. She used them to traffic arms to the groups that she chose to do that with and to train their fighters. All of these are violations of international law. The people who commit these crimes are free. They get nothing, but Mr. Manning goes to prison. It is only the one who has revealed their crimes who is punished. Some questions and testimony from the trial makes one think that the government is also going after Julian Assange, who is right now holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy in London as a co-conspirator. Questions were asked during the trial. Since he ran WikiLeaks, he might be a co-conspirator under the Espionage Act. Whistleblowing, it seems, folks, is a very dangerous crime. At least that's what the government would have us believe. Who would have thought that here in America, criminals go free, and those who report their crimes go to prison still? It seems that's the way it is. Hero or villain, folks, you can decide. But that's the way I see it. July 31st, 2013. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.